Well, here we are. February is a distant memory, and today is March 1st and the start of a brand new month together here as we go coast to coast on the broadcast and all the way around God's world on the podcast, learning together who God is. And I'm glad you're along on the journey, and I hope that you will plan to be here daily throughout the month of March. We're going to continue to learn about who God is through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and we do so in the power of the Holy Spirit, who indwells the life of every one of Christ's followers. Day after day, month after month, we look to our Trinitarian God, and we worship Him. And without ceasing, we pray for those people so dear to us who do not yet worship the one true and everlasting God. And we ask the Lord Jesus to save them from their sin today. Let it be today, Jesus. Hear our prayers. Amen. In the first few days of this month, what I want to do is finish our walk through Revelation 1. And then I'll announce what's next as we look ahead a little to Resurrection Sunday. You likely know it as Easter, which is late this year. It's April 21st. I've planned some exciting days together in the Bible between now and then, but let's not put the cart before the horse. Instead, let's finish strong in Revelation 1. And so let me invite us to turn again to this chapter and dig in at verse 17. I am reading now the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1, and verses 17 through 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." That's two verses of Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, and let's spend some time with this today, and at the beginning of next week as well. So do not forget to be here again on Monday. What the Apostle John does in these verses is to describe for us his reaction to what he has seen and heard in the preceding verses. And notice that in response to the exalted Christ Jesus, John falls down at the Lord's feet like a dead man. John is afraid. He is very afraid. And that's why when Jesus speaks, he says to his disciple John, "Do not be afraid." Here, our brother in Christ, John the Apostle, expresses fear, and by fear I mean reverential awe of the living God. And, in case you are wondering, this fear is in keeping with the same reaction that other men in the Bible had when they experienced visions of heaven. All of them had such reverential awe that they hit the ground, dead-like. Now, I'm going to quote here from several scriptures so that I give you a complete picture of the responses others had to visions of heaven. If you're able to take some notes, you'll want to jot these down and then read them over this weekend on your own. If your hands are gripping a steering wheel or engaged in some other tasks, no worries, just pop on Facebook if you've got an account there and type in "God is W-E-Z-E." That's "God is W-E-Z-E." I'll post all of these references on the God Is Facebook page. Alternatively, write to me today and ask for these references. Email Mark at markaswallow.com and just put one simple word in the subject heading. The word references. References. That's all you have to do. Mark at markaswallow.com. And another option, snail mail. God Is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. One way or the other, you can easily have all of these references. And I will take these in the order in which they appear in the Bible and begin with the response of Manoah, the father of Samson, over in the book of Judges, chapter 13. This is quite the chapter. Oh my, what a chapter. In fact, I was tempted to just read to you all of Judges 13. But instead, I want to urge you to read it on your own this weekend. Grab a firm hold of your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, one of those flu-flu drinks, I call them, at Starbucks. Whatever it is, settle into a chair, a couch, a mat, somewhere fairly quiet, and read in the Old Testament book of Judges, chapter 13. I'm telling you, what you read there will intrigue you. So how about it? Will you read Judges 13? Between today and Monday? I hope so. In summary, this chapter describes the visit of the angel of the Lord when he appeared first to Mrs. Manoah, and then again to Mr. Manoah, and announced the birth of a son, who we know as Samson. As you'll read at the start of chapter, Mrs. Manoah was barren. She had not been able to have children naturally, so conception took this supernatural touch. Well, one thing leads to another in this true story, and when Manoah realizes who he has been dealing with, this angel of the Lord, and then worshiping at an altar where something magnificent happens, verse 20 of Judges 13 says, and I quote, "When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground." And again in verse 22, "So Manoah said to his wife, 'We will surely die, for we have seen God.' Down they go to the ground, thinking they were dead, for they had seen God." This is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when he sees Jesus. And then we come over in our Old Testaments to the book of Isaiah. Let's just go to chapter 6, and I'll read verse 5 for us. This is Isaiah 6, verse 5, and this is what happens to him when he has a vision of God in the temple. "Then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" You heard Isaiah. He says, "Woe is me, for I am ruined." He feels totally destroyed in the vision. He's not up dancing around God's throne. He's not cozying up to the God of the universe. Isaiah is not approaching God in a frivolous, almost silly manner. Not at all. He considers himself ruined. This is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when John sees Jesus. And then if you turn ahead a little further along in the Bible, you'll come with me to the prophet Ezekiel. This is fascinating also because, as you may know, Ezekiel has multiple visions of the glory of God. We could read these in chapters 1, 3, 9, in chapters 43 and 44. In every instance, the text tells us Ezekiel fell on his face. Let me just read the first one to you now. It's in Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 28. "As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so is the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking." That's Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 28. And this is exactly what happened to John the Apostle in Revelation 1:17 when he sees Jesus. Do you hear the pattern? And now let's stay in the Old Testament for a few moments and open to the book of Daniel. And when we come to Daniel chapter 10, we read of his terrifying vision. Listen to the words of Daniel in describing his reaction to what he has seen. This is Daniel chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. "So I was left alone and saw this great vision, yet no strength was left in me, for my natural color turned to a deathly pallor, and I retained no strength. But I heard the sound of his words, and as soon as I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground." Daniel has no strength. The color has gone out of his face. He's turned a deathly pallor. And his face is flat against the ground. He falls into a deep sleep on his face. And this sounds like exactly what happened to John the Apostle when he sees Jesus in Revelation 1, verse 17. What we are doing now is to just walk through the Bible in order of certain marvelous passages that show us the truth about what happens to these men when they have a heavenly vision. This is what happens to a mere sinful human being when God, in his divine wisdom, chooses to peel back the veil on heaven and show Manoah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the Apostle John God's glory in heaven. And there's one more I want to share with you today at the end of our week together. This is found in the book of Acts and describes what happened to the Apostle Paul. In this 26th chapter of Acts, Paul recounts his conversion on the road to Damascus before a king. We read about that conversion in Acts 9, and now we look at his summary here in chapter 26. Listen to Acts 26, verses 12 through 16. "While so engaged as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you. This was Paul's testimony. When Paul, Saul being his Hebrew name, and his companions were struck by the light from heaven, and they fell to the ground. Later, Jesus tells him to get up and stand on your feet. And doesn't this sound similar to the testimony of John in Revelation? Listen to what John says again. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. And then a little further along in Revelation 1, verse 19, Jesus tells John, Therefore write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. Read these texts for yourself, and you will see that they are so similar. What happened to John the Apostle when he sees Jesus in his vision is like what happened to Manoah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Paul. They all fall like dead men before the living God, as would we. Look, the Bible is clear. God completely dominates and overpowers all of us. Why is the human person so full of an abundance of pride? How is it that we can think we are gods? Even in the church, pride can run wild, but none of us can stand before holy God. Well, we have to leave off here today, but when you come back on Monday, we will go back into verse 17 of Revelation 1 and see how the Lord Jesus reacts when John falls like a dead man. It's going to be incredibly encouraging to all you Christians. So enjoy your weekend. Worship God. Oh, worship Him. He is worthy. And then join me again on Monday as we continue to learn who God is.